This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
eBay gets an AI feature. I'm Imran Sheikh, and get ready because it's time for your Daily Crunch for Wednesday, starting with three big headlines. At its Cloud Next conference, Google on Tuesday unveiled Gemini Code Assist, its enterprise-focused AI code completion and assistance tool. If this sounds familiar, that's likely because Google previously offered a similar service under the now-defunct Duet AI branding. That one became generally available in late 2023, but even then, Google already hinted that it would move the service away from its Codey model to Gemini in the near future. Code Assist is both a rebrand of the older service as well as a major update. Code Assist, which Google Cloud demoed at its 30,000 attendee conference in Las Vegas, will be available through plugins for popular editors like VS Code and JetBrains. Even more so than the Duet AI version, Code Assist is also a direct competitor to GitHub's Copilot Enterprise, and not so much the basic version of Copilot. That's because of a few Google-specific twists. Among those is support for Gemini 1.5 Pro, which famously has a million token context window, allowing Google's tool to pull in a lot more context than its competitors. Google says this means more accurate code suggestions, for example, but also the ability to reason over and change large chunks of code. Meta announced on Tuesday it's rolling out the ability for Messenger users to create shared albums in chats, send photos in high definition, and share larger files up to 100 megabytes in size. With these new features, Messenger is targeting people who tend to create shared albums or share HD images via services like Google Drive. Up until now, users have only been able to see a list of photos shared in a specific Messenger chat and couldn't group or organize them in any way. The launch of shared albums is likely to be a welcome addition for users, as the capability isn't available on Meta's other messaging services, WhatsApp and Instagram DMs. Meta said about the feature,
"From chats about a recent spring break trip to your grandma's 80th birthday celebration, you can now create albums of photos and videos to share, organize, and reminisce over the best memories and moments."
In addition, Messenger is offering an alternative to email for sending large files, as it's now letting users send Word, PDF, Excel, and ZIP files directly in chats. Users can do so by tapping the plus button in a chat and then selecting a file on their device. eBay on Tuesday launched a new generative AI-powered feature to appeal to fashion enthusiasts. A Shop the Look section within its iOS mobile app that will suggest a carousel of images and ideas based on the customer's shopping history. The company says its recommendations will be personalized to the end user and will evolve as the customer shops more. The idea is to introduce how other fashion items may complement their current wardrobe. To do so, Shop the Look will include interactive hotspots that, when tapped, will reveal similar items and outfit inspirations, with the resulting looks including both pre-owned and luxury items that match the user's personal style. The feature is powered by eBay.ai and was developed in collaboration with the company's responsible AI team and RAI principals, eBay notes. Shop the Look will appear to any eBay shopper who has viewed at least 10 fashion items over the past 180 days, the company notes. It will display both on the eBay homepage and the fashion landing page. Now let's kick it over to producer Dennis, who's my personal favorite fashion enthusiast, for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thanks, Imran. WordPress.com owner Automattic is acquiring Beeper, the company behind the iMessage on Android solution that was referenced by the Department of Justice in its antitrust lawsuit against Apple. The deal, which was for $125 million, is Automattic's second acquisition of a cross-platform messaging solution after buying Texts.com last October. Up next, and nearly 20 years after finding success in helping startups build products, Canadian interface design firm Metalab has launched Metalab Ventures to invest in many of those product-led startups. Metalab often works with startups acting a bit like co-founders to help them get a product off the ground. Metalab had a record year in 2023 and was involved in the development of 40 products that went into the market last year. And if you think that choosing a nail polish color or which ingredients go into your face cream can't have anything to do with blockchain, think again. Kiki World, a beauty startup launched last year, wants consumers to co-create products and co-own the company with the help of Web3 technology. On Tuesday, LA-based Kiki announced that it raised a $7 million seed round. And that'll do it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Frederic Lardinois, Aisha Malik, Sarah Perez, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel, and until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.